Good morning. Great to be here.
Yeah, I'm glad to get you on for the first time. Zach has been telling me, you need to get Brett Barker on Ask the Newsmakers. And I'm like, yeah, okay, let's do it. So here we go. This is a ballpark question, Brett. What do you think the state should do to lower costs for Iowans? It's a load, like I said, loaded question a little bit.
Yeah, there's a lot of places to go there, but I've been knocking a lot of doors throughout the district, and I hear over and over again about the difficult choices people are having to make right now coming out of the high inflationary few years we've been through. And affordability, I think, is going to be the word of 2026 when it comes to elections, and certainly something we're working on down in Des Moines. We've had a lot of conversations about property taxes. You know, that's one thing that comes up consistently at the doors, is those have gone up significantly in a lot of communities, and so some sort of comprehensive reform that's meaningful for folks will be important. Obviously, the devil's in the details, and you have to consider services of local governments and balance some of those things. But we're making a lot of progress. The House passed a bill back to the Senate yesterday, so that conversation's ongoing. And, you know, with that, there are a few pieces that I think are red lines for me. There's conversation in the property tax bill that came from the Senate about increasing the gas tax, and that was not something the House included in what we sent back. And, you know, that's something everybody needs to get to work. It's something everybody needs to do their business every day. And we're in a time, like I said, coming out of inflation, we've got conflict in the Middle East, and now is not a time that I think we should be looking at increasing the gas tax. And part of that, too, is we're also budgeting. So we need responsible budgeting here. Iowa went from one of the highest income tax states to one of the lowest. And in order to maintain that, we have to be really smart with the budget and make sure we're really responsible and looking wisely and critically at every tax dollar. So looking at reforming programs, making sure they're working, we're getting the bang for the buck to protect taxpayers, which also kind of leads into healthcare, an area that I spend a lot of time in as a pharmacist and somebody who's been in the weeds in healthcare policy. We have incredible vertical integration throughout the industry where there's a lot of monopoly power. There's no market forces. Patients and consumers get the short end of the deal. And last year, I took on the big insurance companies to reform our pharmacy benefit manager space to make sure Iowans have access to affordable prescription drugs. I'm certainly not done working on those big insurance issues and figuring out how we can reform it. And I think the last area that I've spent a lot of time on is child care. It's a core part of economic development. We have to make sure that parents are able to have a place where they trust and their kids are safe so they can go to work. And so we did codify the child care assistance program this year, which is a really big, good step to stabilize our child care workforce. And I introduced a handful of other child care bills that I'm going to continue working on as we move into next year.
Wow, a lot. Yeah, there's a lot there to unpack, no doubt about it. Hey, Brett, you know, we're past the 100 days. How do you think we're doing? Are we going to wrap her up sometime soon?
Hopefully soon. You know, we've been there, been at it quite a while. There's a couple big things left to talk about. You know, there's a lot of interest about reforming eminent domain to protect private property rights. I think we need to find a place to land that plane. Both chambers have had a lot of conversations about that. You know, I already talked about property taxes. And then the budget's wrapping up. And the budget's closer this year than it's been in past years. I think we'll get there. So hopefully we're here on the home stretch here in the next, you know, week or two.
Okay. All right. Brett, hey, we appreciate you for the very first time being on Newsmakers. I know you've been on with Zach with Central Iowa Today, so it's good to get you on the show. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Have a good day.
You too. That is Brett Barker. He is one of our state representatives and represents some rural areas of our county.